Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting seventh. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Stevens. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knoblauch takes first base on ball four. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knoblauch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knoblauch moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That's a pickoff. Knoblauch scores. Kelly moves to third. Molitor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cameron takes first base on ball four. Fabregas moves to second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stevens. Fabregas moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snopek hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Fabregas scores. Cameron scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kelly, who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Snopek scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Myers and he is out, Mears applying the tag. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fabregas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Calbron fields the ball and throws to Stevens covering. Safe. Baines moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Fabregas moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snopek is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Snopek. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Kelly. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Molitor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbrun hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Myers reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Coomer goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive towards third. Snopek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fabregas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Calbrón scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fabregas for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Greg Calbrón is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Calbrón is 0-for-2 in the game. Calbrón hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Myers takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Martinez moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knobloch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Calbron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fabregas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak pinch hits for Greg Calbron. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Myers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fabregas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak now playing first base. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snopek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Snopek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rodriguez fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rodriguez. Snopek moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. Durham strikes out. Myers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Durham out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker pinch hits for Darren Jackson. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Becker strikes out. one out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing center field. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Mario Valdez now playing first base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Marty Cordova. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.